A number of years ago, a preacher was returning home from the west of England. He was traveling by train to Paddington. Into his compartment came five men who immediately began to play cards. After a while, they invited the preacher to join them. This he refused to do, but after a time, very strangely, he offered to tell their fortune from the pack of cards, and they readily agreed. He then said, "I shall need one special card, the five of spades." The men handed him the card, and he then got out his Bible and read from Revelation 1 and 7. "Behold, he cometh with clouds," stressing the next words, "every eye shall see him." And from Philippians 2, he also read, stressing the words, "every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Holding up the card, the five of spades, he pointed to the two black spots at the top. "These," he said, "represent your two eyes. The two spots at the bottom are your two knees, and the one in the middle is your tongue. Behold, he cometh. Your two eyes will see him. Your two knees will be forced to bow to him. And all your tongues will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord." By this time, the card players had packed up their cards and had begun to look uncomfortably at each other. The preacher then went on to say, "This card tells me something else about you. These five spades represent five very real spades existing at this very moment, standing in some grave digger's hut, waiting to dig your own five graves when the time comes." At this moment, the train stopped at Didcot Junction, and the five men all bundled out of the door as fast as they could. Years went by, and some years later, the preacher went out for an evening walk in a London suburb. As he walked, someone came behind and touched him on the shoulder. Do you remember me, sir?" he said. "No, I don't think I've ever seen you before." "Do you remember telling five men their fortune in a railroad car?" Yes, of course I remember. They all bundled out at Didcot and didn't even stop to pay the fortune teller his fee." Then the stranger said, "I was one of the five men, and this is my story. On that very day, I had been to see my old mother. She was desperately ill and passed away soon after. While I was there, she read to me the very same words that you read to us on the train. Sometime later, when I was out for a walk, I came upon an open-air meeting and stopped to listen. A young man stepped onto the rostrum, and he read out of the same verses from his Bible. And he then preached a gospel message and urged people to respond. I was greatly moved and went back to my lodging, and there at my bedside, I confessed my need of a Savior, and I accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior." The preacher then asked him, "What about the rest of the men?" His face grew solemn. "I'm sorry to say, sir, the grave digger's spade has already dug the graves of the other four men. Yet I, by God's grace, have bowed the knee and confessed Christ to be my Lord and Savior, and am still alive to bear witness to his salvation." Friend of mine, your fortune could be told in a similar fashion. For the scripture bears out that it is appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment. Why not be like this one lone survivor, rather than pass from this scene in your sins, and not be where the Lord Jesus is, for he says, "If you die in your sins, where I am, you cannot come." Why not rather right now bow your heart, bow your knee, bow your head, confess and acknowledge your sin and guilt, plead the mercy of God, and the grace of God will provide you with salvation, eternal life, as you believe on the Lord Jesus as your Savior. Friend, do it today, ere it's too late. Amen.